Blaine Stuckey, Josh Voltz, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
20 years of Mad Anthony homegrown goodness. Congratulations on that, guys. Real briefly, how did you and your partners get into this brewing adventure, Blaine?
Todd Grantham was at Thanksgiving and mentioned that he wanted to open his own restaurant and was interested in a Cajun fare. I said, that sounds great. But he was also a home brewer at the time. And I said, you should really tie in the craft beer side because Fort Wayne's a huge tradition of brewing. I think it might be real popular. And this was November 95. And about a week later, he hit me up and said, do you want to look into this with me? Are you interested in getting involved? And I said, let's look into it. And that's where it started.
Now that's just magic, and how prophetic. But indeed. Yes. What was the statewide, tri-statewide, in fact, brewing scene back then?
Very quiet at that time. Several breweries in the Indianapolis area, some in Bloomington, one in Lafayette. There was very few at the time, so it was wide open opportunity.
Yeah, you had the big guys up in Michigan and stuff, but you know, it was pretty open in Indiana at that point.
And calling your name, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what has changed since you opened those Mad Anthony doors back in 1998, starting with the brew itself?
Well, the styles have definitely changed. The amount of varieties that we're able to produce has changed. I looked at a sign just yesterday. We started off as Mad Anthony Ales. And in fact, for our anniversary, we're going to produce our original ales, Blonde Ale and our Panhead Red. Those will be available during the celebration in late April. But it's funny to see that we're producing lagers now. We only had 6 taps that was tough to keep up with at the beginning. And now we have 20-some taps at our locations and have varieties of beers jumping in and out weekly.
Part of that also is the quality and the being able to sustain that quality, and the production over the years has just grown immensely, adding tanks and stuff like that to the brewery and adding our production brewery back behind the restaurant. It just allowed us to get more beer to more people and just show off what our brewers can do.
So do you find that folks want the original types and varieties? They're true to that, but do you need to keep changing it up and making more to keep your audience?
Yeah, of course. You always see the people that want to stick with Auburn Lager, and just last year, we won the gold at the Great American Beer Festival. So we do stick with our classics, and we make sure that those are on point every time they come out. And then we have the ability to try some smaller test things, some experimental stuff that is really exciting and kind of flow with those new styles.
Sounds like fun, too. Yeah. A beer lover and beer maker's dream come true.
It's definitely a lot of fun. And it's given us great opportunities to work with other breweries and collaborations, and also home brewers in the area. We will invite them in to produce a style of beer.
Oh, good for you. What a wonderful connection all the way around, a community connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about the physical space in the last 20 years?
That's laughable. I remember when we started, it was basically the old ice cream producing area for the Meyer Brother drugstore that at that time was Finkelman's Deli. And a friend of mine who was involved said, could you brew beer in this little space? And we looked at it and measured it out and said, how much of the basement can we use for mechanical and everything else? And it was pretty amazing. We squeezed it in there. 7-barrel system. So we brew about 14 kegs every time we brew it on that smaller brewery. Mm-hmm. And it's fit just wonderfully.
It's kind of our small batch area. And then in the back behind the restaurant, we have our production brewery where we have all the things you see in packages that comes out of that one space. Everything's located right there on Taylor and Broadway, and every Mad Anthony beer you taste comes right out of there.
And you still are proud to have folks see what that looks like too.
Mm-hmm.
And our brewers working away daily right there behind the glass.
Yep, Mitch does a good job back there.
So you're looking at that 800 square foot space, and that might be generous, to the second brewery out back that covers about 5,000 square feet plus the higher ceilings for the tanks. And another barn in the back side of the property that we bought over the past couple of years. So it's really grown into the area over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And location, location, location. You started with that one, and that is your brewing mothership, to be sure. Mm-hmm. Where else are you located now?
Of course, Fort Wayne. We have Shigs and Pit on Fairfield. We also have Shigs and Pit at Maple Crest. We're at Mad Anthony in Auburn, Indiana on Main Street, Warsaw, Indiana on Center Street, and Angola, Indiana at Four Corners, Lake James.
Oh my goodness. And how do you keep them all going strong?
Great staff that take very good care of us and have been with us quite a while. We're very lucky.
And our delivery drivers do a great job of getting beer to all those locations. Our brewers do a great job of making sure that those locations have enough beer to sell. It's a collaboration, just working to make sure that everybody is stocked and ready to get beer and food to our customers.
Total's probably around 300 plus employees.
Good for you. Good for you. Good for you. And lots of loyal beer-loving fans and customers, too. I know that. Okay. Meanwhile, your mantra, it's all about the beer. That's a great one. And it's a constant in your philosophy. So what else besides that mantra has stayed the same and hopefully always will in your business?
The ownership being involved in day-to-day operations, anything from cleaning to remodeling, brewing, at times cooking, thinking that we can get involved in marketing, delivery of beer, whatever it takes, we're heavily involved. I think the employees appreciate that.
Yeah, I agree. You know, you'll see all the leadership just working side by side with the employees. So it's definitely something that's a bit of pride that we're all on the same team. We're all working towards the same goal.
It sounds like you love your jobs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Now, another thing you founded back in 1998 was Brewed in the Fort, Northeast Indiana's premier craft beer festival. What kind of gangbusters is that going 20 years later?
Oh, it's exciting. Brewed in the Fort has just grown. It used to be called Octo Beer Fest, Oktoberfest. That name was changed a couple years back to kind of focus more locally on a local footprint of the craft brewing scene. So last year was a huge growth, almost doubled in guests. This year, just hoping to grow once again and kind of preach that love of craft beer to the Fort Wayne community. So what we do is just all Indiana breweries down at Headwaters Park throwing a big party, showing our love of the local scene for the rest of the town.
You know, I am curious. Local brew houses are your competition as well as your comrades, which you surely seem to embrace the comrade part of it. Is it really the more the merrier in your minds?
It really is. We learned that from all the others that have helped us along the ways. And to think back 23 years ago when you're visiting people in Indianapolis, Broad Ripple Brewing Company, who John Hill and the crew have been very helpful, and our friends at Oak and Barrel, who hired my partner as an apprentice brewer so that he could hone his skills in craft beer. It's great working with all the brewers and sharing ideas. It really comes down to we're currently producing less than 3% of the total beer consumed in Indiana as craft brewers. We'd like to hit that number, like our friends in Michigan, of 30%. And working together, we can get that done.
Do you think you can do it?
Oh, yes, definitely.
That's just great. And of course, it's good for the consumers as well. Right.
And local economy. And that's why there's a reduced tax for small breweries under 60,000 barrels to help grow that local business. And we believe in it 100%.
Seeing all the breweries pop up locally here in Fort Wayne, it's just been super encouraging and seeing everybody do so well. Getting more local jobs in, more local product, people using local products. It's only going to help everybody and get great beer out to everybody also.
Our sales representative, Neil Davey, has done a fantastic job collaborating with the other brewers, working at events at Ted's, Dashian, Rudy's, J.K. O'Donnell's, so many locations, I can't even name them all, where he'll get everyone together, he'll get everyone to bring a keg out or sell a keg to that retailer and have a local beer night. And it's hugely successful. It's great to see Fort Wayne receives these breweries as they have. And remember to stop by and maybe grab that local beer next time they're out.
It's certainly the more the merrier, but it also proves that strength in numbers.
Right.
In all of this, do you consider yourselves the granddaddies, if not the devil's advocates, that have pushed the local beer movement along? And is there still room for growth in the market before it peaks?
Well, by age, we consider ourselves the granddaddies, that's for sure.
How about the devil's advocates? That would just be by spirit, I think.
Yes. It motivates us to see these young brewers come in and grow their business and start where we did. And we know that we're wanting to expand as well, but probably not at the same pace as some of the new ladies and gentlemen that are getting in the business. And it just thrills us to see that energy. And there is plenty of room for expansion, and I want to see it happen.
And you're part of it.
Yes, actually, we sit on not only the Brewers of Indiana Guild board through the state, but we have our own regional that we're putting together right now and working with Visit Fort Wayne to kind of tie in a local beer trail.
I think that's fantastic. Okay, what are some of the special things on your 20th anniversary agenda?
April 23rd through the 29th, we're having a special anniversary week at each of our pubs. So that'll include the Fort Wayne pub, the Angola, Auburn, Warsaw, possibly have some events over at the Shakespeare Maple Crest location. But most of it's going to take place at our Fort Wayne Mad Anthony locations. Throughout that week, we'll have the special vintage releases of the ales that we originally produced. And we'll do our special anniversary ale release, which is a special once a year barrel aged release. And then a lot of the stuff is going to culminate on that Saturday, the 28th, where we're going to have a special party over at the Fort Wayne location with some live music, just a big, big party to celebrate those 20 years and to just look into the future for another 20 years. So it's going to be a lot of fun and seeing a lot of old faces and new faces. And we just hope everybody comes down and has a good time.
What I love to see about that is how many of our past employees that have worked for us and gone on to lead their lives elsewhere in the U.S. as well as local that want to come back and visit that week. We've got a lot of feedback and comments from them.
Oh, and I hope you pack the house and I hope you have plenty of alum. That would be great. And your grand remodel at that mothership on Broadway, how is that going over?
It's been fantastic. You know, we've seen just huge crowds coming in. We're just so grateful that everybody's coming back to check us out. It's been really funny to watch people come in after that weekend that we opened back up, and they just stop in their tracks and just kind of do a 360 and kind of look at everything. So what they're seeing, you know, is just an updated decor, some kind of modern styling, some stuff that's showcasing our glassware and some fun stuff with the lighting, brand new bar, just a lot of stuff that kind of brings the pub into the 2018 and for the next 20 years. It still keeps a lot of that same flavor that we had before, but in a modern, newer updated version. Setting.
And do you still have dedicated space for music?
We do. We wouldn't want to get rid of that. So big logo up top there, it says live and local. It's always, we want local musicians coming in.
And good for you. It's the whole package they do get at Mad Anthony. So, looking back for just a moment, was this your dream, your vision 20 years ago, Blaine?
I'd say yes. Didn't know that it would be quite this vast, but yes. Having a piece of Fort Wayne craft beer and part of its history and future is exciting and more than I could ever wish for.
And I've got to ask, what are you looking forward to? What's already in the works for the next 20 years?
I know that one great part of our future is working with locals, and that's been our focus. We've had huge opportunity over the years to work with so many great local companies and folks who have supported us for the years, and we want to carry that on and also repay however we can in sharing any ideas and opportunities with them. And that carries over to local wineries, certainly some of the food producers locally, great farmers that we've been able to work with recently. It's so much fun. We want to say thank you, Fort Wayne, for a great 20 years. Thanks for supporting all your Indiana producers, and drink local beer.
Blaine Stuckey is co-founder, along with Todd Grantham and Jeff Niels, of Mad Anthony Brewing Company, and Josh Voltz, Director of Marketing and Design. Blaine, Josh, congratulations on your 20th anniversary, and continued cheers to local beers.
Thank you.
Thank you.